It's time for Rhema for Today.
When we sin, we lose our confession. That comes from broken fellowship. Now, here's another subject that needs to be taught. In the church that we've not seen the difference between, there is a difference between fellowship and relationship. Are you listening to me? And that's not my subject, and I'm not going to get into it, but it is very important.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
We are not so much busy ourselves with what God demanded of the Jews through John the Baptist, because that's not for us anyhow. See, here's why we get confused with the Bible. I remember I was preaching out here in Los Angeles area in 1957. 56 and 57 also. Well, this happened actually in February of 1956. And I picked up the Los Angeles Times and was reading it. And on the very first page, front page of the Los Angeles Times in 1956, it had a picture of a gentleman that getting off of an airplane. And then it had a story about this. They heard that this man, who is the head, who was the head, the president of an institution of learning and a theological seminary back east, they heard, you know, so he had to be a man of some a renown for them to send a photographer and a reporter out to meet him, because they didn't send in a photographer or a reporter out to meet me when I arrived the other day. They heard, you see, I mean, after that he'd already boarded the plane, that this gentleman of national stature, international stature, was coming here. So they dispatched the reporter and the photographer to get his picture, and the reporter inquired why he'd come here to Los Angeles and so on, and was it business or pleasure or what? And he said, well, it's a combination of both business and pleasure. Then in the process of time, I picked up the Los Angeles Times, and on the back page of the first section, because he addressed, while he was here, he addressed the graduating, well, all the students, actually, of a theological seminary. And they reported his entire message on that back page. They had one down in the corner, one little store advertisement, and the rest of the back page just covered, so you know he had to be a man of great stature. They covered, you know, gave a synopsis of his message. And I read the whole thing, and I was very amused. Now, here's a man that's a president, you know, and all of different kind of degrees, the president of a university and of a theological seminary and so on and so forth, and a minister of the gospel and a preacher, supposedly, and so on. And so he said to this group, he said, and to the faculty and the students, I'm going to revive an old argument. Those and those of us who have studied knows this. He said there has raged in the church for the last 400 years an argument. Who's right? Paul or Jesus? Because you see, some things that Paul says in his writings on certain subjects that I'm not going into detail of really contradicts what Jesus said. And vice versa, what Jesus said in the four gospel contradicts what Paul said. Well, he went on to say he thought Paul was, and he mentioned one or two of these things. But in theological circles, you see, this debate has raged for 400 years. And he said, you know, I'm prone, though, to follow Jesus, you know, instead of Paul. Well, now that sounds good. That sounds real, you know, religious. And I thought to myself, the answer is so simple. It's so simple. And most of the time, to theological questions, the answer is so simple that people stumble over them. Paul himself gives you the clue. He said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now notice, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, now who's right, Paul or Jesus? Both of them. You see, Jesus, some things Jesus said doesn't apply to the church anyhow. It wasn't even here then. He's talking to the Jews. Are you listening to me now? And some things that Paul said, he's talking to the church. And you see, that's where the church has missed it again. They get confused between the sins of the Jews under the first covenant and the sinner and his sins. And you saw here that it said that under John the Baptist, they came confessing their sins and were baptized. So you come confessing your sin. Well, you could confess I've sinned, but you couldn't confess everything you've ever done. It's wrong. That's the reason I dealt so long there with the sinner and his sin. Can you see that? We're not so concerned about the confession of the Jew. I mean, that was just a temporary thing for that particular period in time. Now listen, let's come to that third kind of confession. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, well, he is faithful and just. Now this, if we, this is talking about the Christian. Now, you see, we actually, when we sin, we lose our confession. That comes from broken fellowship. Now, here's another subject that needs to be taught in the church that we've not seen the difference between. There is a difference between fellowship and relationship. Are you listening to me? And that's not my subject, and I'm not going to get into it, but it is very important. And you see, our problem has been that the church world as a whole have divided into two different groups, and they both stem from old German theology, not from the teaching of the New Testament necessarily. And so you've got to. The Calvinistic teaching and the Arminian teaching, you see. We say, which one of them's right? Neither one of them. Neither one of them. Neither one of them. Both of them are based on old German theology, not on the Pauline epistles of the New Testament. Are you listening to me? Now, you see, we lose our testimony the moment that we sin. Sin always puts the light out. Faith always trembles in the darkness of broken fellowship. Now, in the Old Testament, we have a picture of it. You look in the 137th Psalm. Then we'll come over to the New Testament. The 137th Psalm is a picture of broken fellowship. See, not relationship, they were still God's people. Now, notice the 137th Psalm. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. You see, Israel was captive in Babylon because of their sins and wrongdoing. Now, verse 2, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Verse 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed? Happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone. Now Israel had sinned, and they were carried into captivity. By the rivers of Babylon, they remembered Zion, it says. Their harps were hung on the willows, and their enemies asked of them a song. And they cried, how can we sing a song of Zion in Babylon? Now you see, here is a picture of broken fellowship. Faith has no song when fellowship is broken.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
You know, this AI thing is kind of scary. And on YouTube right now, there are a number of AI videos, not actually videos, they're actually audios with video pictures of our grandfather.
Right.
And some of it is not even saying, but it's not him.
It's not him.
And sometimes it's not even things that he believes.
Right. But it sounds like his voice.
It sounds kind of like his voice.
Yeah,
and if you
similar.
Know, I mean, like one time it said something, I listened to one of them and it says, and he said 2 Corinthians. He would never say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
He would always say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
And actually, I think that they read from the New King James, which he would never read. He always read from the King James Version and things like that. Now, we've tried to take those down, but because of artistic, what do they call it?
License.
Whatever, that they haven't been able to take them down. But if you want to hear the real Kenneth E. Hagin, you can go to his YouTube channel.
Yes.
And it's the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel. And, you know, also, too, I mean, there's other videos out there. Make sure there has to be a video of him. It's going to be a video, not just some kind of, you know, picture, but with some kind of voice that doesn't really sound like him.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe if you guys would report that, maybe they would take that down.
Yeah.
We've tried to report that, but the more of you that would report that. But go to our YouTube channel, the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel, and you can watch some classic messages by our grandfather.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.